A very convincing Travis Scott lookalike causes some family drama, and of course, Tristan Thompson keeps digging himself deeper in that hole. Please stay tuned. We are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young and flame here in sicko mode.
What is up, you guys? Ooh. Guys, welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are so excited to be here, to be seen, to be heard, as Howard loves to say. We have a full panel for this. Yes, this is the season 15 finale. And so we're excited. We're really happy to be here. And thank you so much. What's up, Rachel?
Yeah, great to be here, y'all. It's Rachel Robillard. And join us in the live chat. We'd love to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet. I can't believe it's the season finale. It's season 15. I remember where I was for season one, so it's kind of nostalgic.
It was a great season.
Yeah. Really good season. It went by really fast, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful season. Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. So happy to be here talking about the season finale of season 15.
Hey.
Let's get into it.
Crazy.
It's hard when you're having fun.
Yes, it really does. And I'm Dakota T. Jones. Now let's get it popping.
Yeah.
So let's break down this season finale. It's called Break Free. There's a lot that was going on, and we talked about it at the end. We'll talk about it a little later, but like the ending, the cliffhanger, as most people would want to call it, was more of like, oh, well, we're all really happy and we're just excited to see what's next. And like, it wasn't like we didn't see clips from the next season, which was interesting. And it was kind of weird because we talked about a bunch of different topics, and then all of a sudden it was just like, oh, now we're like going into this. It was just, it didn't quite match up, but I'm excited to see anyway. I mean, like, when you have this big of a fan base, you're excited no matter what. They don't even have to put out a teaser and people are going to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But the main topic of this episode was, you know, Kim fights to free Alice Marie Johnson, who was in prison for 21, almost 22 years. She was there for a nonviolent first time crime, right?
Yeah, first time ever.
Doing something involving drug-related. So, yeah, we were talking. It is kind of crazy to think of someone who's just, like, a first-time criminal, I guess you would call it. Is it called first-time offender?
A first-time offender.
Okay. So, a first-time offender bender.
Offender bender.
And I just think it's crazy to give someone life for something like that. You know?
It's insane.
20 years ago, it was a different time.
It was, but it also kind of gives you an insight, like, because every state is different. Every state has a different law when it comes to criminal injustice. So it kind of lets you know what the different states were going through, especially 20 years ago, which wasn't that long ago. If you think about it, it was, what, 98? That's not that long ago. So the fact that this woman got life for a first-time offense, it just shows you that every state is different, and if this wasn't shine upon, she'd still be sitting in jail for a first-time non-criminal offense, not murder, because there's murderers who get out on parole and who have done shorter time than this lady has done.
Just so messed up. Yeah, it just shows you
the criminal system and how injustice it is, and people like Meek Mill who's fighting for it, and people who are fighting because it's so corrupt and crazy. So
if she was in there in 98, I would have been 2 years old when she was thrown
in jail. Oh my God, I don't even want to say how old I was.
That's crazy. That's insane.
I was in school, but I ain't gonna say how old I was. Yeah. I was definitely in school in 98. But 20 years ago, it was long, but it wasn't that long ago. But it's unfortunate because this woman has been in there for 21 years for her first offense. So it's unfortunate.
And it was good. It was interesting to find out that Ivanka was the first person that Kim talked to. That was the first phone call to get things going.
The foot in the door.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't realize that.
It was very interesting because, like, I was telling you guys, it was very interesting because her husband, Jared Kushner, like, a lot of people don't know. Like, Jared's very Democratic, and he comes from a Democratic family. His father's actually in prison right now. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Jared comes from a Democrat family, and Jared... father was
Ivanka's husband.
Ivanka's husband's Democratic.
Ivanka's husband.
He's a Democrat, and he comes from a Democrat. His father was put into prison by a few Republicans. So this is a whole other thing where a lot of people were confused.
So Ivanka's father-in-law is in jail.
Yeah, right now. So that's why I thought it was cool that Jared and Ivanka kind of led this. It wasn't really a Donald Trump thing. They kind of were talking to him, but because Jared knows what it's like, and his dad's actually in prison right now because of whatever he did and everything that he went through, I thought it was cool to kind of see Jared in charge of this. Yeah. Because Jared's father's been in prison for a while.
I mean, because the first meeting was canceled. They had to kind of regroup and find... What's the... like, they need 1,000 letters. So, like, 1,000 letters written by important people saying that they agree that this needs to happen. Yeah. Is that what's going
on? Like probably like a petition. Like, I think they wanted to see the support and the love and probably say, like, she's a good woman, so... I think some people do petitions. Some governors, they let you go. But I think the White House just wanted to see, like, support for Alice.
Right, exactly.
So I think that's why they asked for, like, 1,000 letters. And I thought it was cool that it was Jared that was actually leading us with Ivanka.
I thought it was too much with the letters, though. Because especially if the team has already said, we've given you enough letters. We have letters from congressmen. We have letters from mayors. We have letters, you know, from people who are in politics like this. Why do you need 1,000 more letters?
Yeah.
So I thought it was a good question that the lawyer was like, what does he need? Like, what do you want? You want our blood smeared on him? Like, what do you need?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, because we'll do it.
Exactly.
I thought it was really heartfelt, the call where Kim got to tell Alice. You were saying you had chills.
I got literal chills, y'all.
I cried.
Something he and like I just started, like, I got teary-eyed. I was like, whoa. Oh, my gosh. It was such a beautiful... I'm so happy they were able to film that conversation.
Yes.
And it was just so genuine, so raw, and so, like, Kim, you know, she's like, I'm really not trying to cry, but you can tell she's getting a little teary-eyed. Like, it was just so organic. I loved that.
It was beautiful because, like, you and I were, like, teary-eyed. Yeah. We were crying. And I think, like, no matter where you stand or how you feel about Kim actually working on this, the end of the day, there was a woman who was freed from prison, and just to hear her cry and just to hear her talk, I got teary-eyed. You and I both were like, all right, this is enough. Like, to see a woman free to be with her family, and she's been in there for 21 years, it was a beautiful thing. And the fact that she found out the news, like, while they were all on the phone, I was like, oh my God, this is too much.
Alice had no idea.
I know.
Crying. No. So that was a beautiful moment.
Yes, and, like, I'm with Kim on the fact that, like, you know, she does not agree with what Trump has to say or what he's doing, but... at the end of the day, she used her voice to free someone. And if she would have been too proud to talk to Trump, this woman would still be in jail for the rest of her life. So I'm happy that it happened. I'm happy that she was able to use her voice and her position to get Alice free. And I love that she went to visit. They had a very heartfelt conversation. It was just so cool to see them kind of together. Because Kim could have just freed her and then been like, okay, cool, and then never.
Yeah.
But the fact that she went to her house and, like, it was just I loved that. Yeah. So I was very happy to see that. I thought this was a great episode, and I hope that we get more episodes where Kim uses her voice to help free other people who may be, you know, caught up in a bad situation to where they ended up in the same position, and hopefully she can help that, which I think is cool to get the ball rolling and to kind of help free some of those people who are stuck.
Because I thought she was doing that again with another gentleman. Right. Like, a little while ago, she had retweeted that she was trying to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with that, but hopefully maybe she gets that going again.
Yeah. I hope so. Because remember when we were first watching, like, she was going to the White House and they were, like, marching for rights, and she was like, I don't know anything. So I do hope in the future, like, we have more episodes kind of like this one where she's, like, helping and getting the ball rolling and learning about, like, the system and stuff like that.
Is she still studying to be a lawyer? I want to know about she's going to be a lawyer.
Like, I feel like she was like, babe, I didn't ask you to tweet that. Yeah, like, why would you do that?
Yeah. That was out of pocket. I'm like, what's going on?
But speaking of freeing people, actually, Shanice Sweet Smile in the live chat said, Jared's father is actually out of jail now.
Okay, good to
know. Oh, nice.
Okay. So, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good to know.
Thanks for that.
Also, Kyla and Shanice and Lawrence, thank you guys for joining the chat. And we love talking with you guys.
Yeah.
Lawrence says, Kiki Boom Boom got the tea.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, honey.
I really didn't know about.
Yes.
Ivanka's
come and sip with me. You know what? Because I'm from New Yorker. Jared's from New York / New Jersey. And, like, Christie, I can get to a whole I'm not a political person, y'all, but I got the tea now. Christie, that's why it was a whole thing with Christie running with Trump, because his son-in-law is Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner is a Democrat. His family's Democratic. His father was locked up. So it was a whole thing. So, guys, I got the tea for you if you want.
Got the tea.
We can sip it later.
And then also Chloe
sent a tweet. Right?
Oh, I don't know.
Chloe sent a tweet in regards to Kim saying really supporting her and what was going on and the effect of Kim just kind of smiled while everyone else was really putting her down about trying to get Alice out of jail. And it was a very, very sweet tweet.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
I love that, because Chloe and Kim, you know, sometimes they have their little spats and stuff, but to really see one be there for the other is great.
They're a supportive family.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
They support each other.
Chloe obviously had her first time away from True in this episode, which was so sad, but, you know, Chloe did the best she could, and she went out there, and she was there for the fans. She was there to represent for Good American, which was her other baby, is what she said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the rooftop workout. Gunner was there, which was really neat. Yeah. By the way, if you guys haven't checked out the interview, I actually got to interview Gunner Peterson in his gym. Yay. I got to go to his gym, and it was so, so cool. So make sure you check it out. I will be commenting the link down below tonight. I have to remember to do that. But I'm proud of Chloe. I think it was great, and I just, the Pierre situation, the mime came back.
Oh my gosh,
I love that. That was great.
That was amazing because, like, you know, I think being a first-time mom or any type of mom, like, moms have it hard because moms have to go back to work and dads are there too, but moms kind of do it all. So to kind of see her like, oh, I got to go back to work and leave the baby behind. No. And it was hard for her. And True's just such a beautiful baby, but I'm proud of her. And like, they're all moms now and they're all businesswomen. So I love that the show actually shows that. And like, they got to go, they got to go on the road and take Pierre with them and do her thing. Yeah. And but I wish I was on that rooftop because I'm like, can I do one of those workout classes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. We were talking about how Pierre is making bank.
Okay. How do I set up to be a mime?
The mime business is booming.
Booming.
Yeah.
And he does, he doesn't even talk. Like, he's at like, all. It's just,
nothing. It's great.
Just funny.
Saving his voice.
I love that.
And no one will know who he is. He just makes really good
I
money.
I love that, yeah. And then, obviously, the last thing we need to recap before moving on to Tea Time, which is my personal favorite segment of the entire thing. I did want to touch on this whole, like, Trump going to TMZ Live thing, but we've talked about this for the past couple months, and so I'm over it.
Facts.
So let's just say, real quick, it happened. Kim is kind of like, oh man, you know, he gets ramped up, and he loves when he gets ramped up because he feels powerful, and that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. But Kim has stood by his side and is not leaving him, it seems like, which is respectable for her as a wife to stand by her man, even though she may not agree with what he's saying. And then they really wanted Chris to cancel her appearance on Ellen, but Chris was like, I'm not doing that.
Exactly. What? I'm glad Chris didn't cancel the appearance on Ellen because that's bad business. Like, you already have a friendship with Ellen.
Yeah.
You're already sitting there in the dressing room. So to walk out like that, and then that's even more like,
you would never
sorry,
get
Ellen.
Asked back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's suspicious, too, because it's like, you're only canceled because you don't want to talk about it. But I think it's more courageous when you actually, because same thing with Chris, I mean, Kim, when she was doing the whole thing with Chloe and Tristan, I think it's actually more courageous when you go to the TV shows and you're like, look, it happened. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that Chris didn't cancel because when you cancel, it just looks more suspicious.
Yeah, because actually, when Kim was on there, Kim was on Ellen right before Chris, and that was when the whole Tristan Thompson situation happened, and she came on, and it wasn't to talk about Tristan whatsoever, but Tristan and what came up, obviously, and that's when she said the soundbite, you know, like, it's really effed up.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, just said what the people want to hear, and that's what Kim did too.
I think before going on, I'm sure that, I feel like with Ellen, when you're signing up to be on Ellen, it's such, so much exposure that Ellen probably has a policy to where like, hey, I'll have you on my show, but I'm allowed to ask whatever. And that's why Ellen gets those questions. Because sometimes if scandalous things happen and, you know, if Chloe was to go to another news outlet, they would be like not allowed to say a thing about it. Mm-hmm. But because it's Ellen,
Ellen
gets
can get
to
away
do what
with
she
anything.
Wants.
She sure can.
Yeah. But
she's Ellen.
She's Ellen.
We love her.
What can you do?
Not a damn thing.
Can we touch on the Met real quick?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we saw a little bit of the Met, and I still really like Kim's dress. The gold dress.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the body was shaped out beautifully. Kylie's dress, I still hate with that cardboard back. I'm like, girl, if you don't take this little back brace off. But, you know, whatever, hey, do you. And then Kendall, it was a cute jumpsuit.
So who wore it best? Who do you think out of all the girls wore it best?
Definitely Kim, because Kim went with the theme.
Yeah,
the theme
she
was
really
very church, I think, like, Catholic theme. She's the only one out of the three of them who kind of went with the theme. Like, Kendall and Kylie just looked cute, but Kim went with the theme, and she looked
Kim
amazing.
Kim looked incredible. And Chris did, too. Let's not leave her out. She
looked
good.
Chris looked good.
Chris looked
good.
Hot mama.
Mama Chris.
Listen, if you can always go with the theme for the Met, you are a winner to me because you paid attention to your invitation.
Yeah.
And you killed it. And, like, there are people who've done actually great jobs, but I think Chris and Kim followed theme, and they looked amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry, Kylie and Kendall.
I agree. I think it's Kim.
Kim. I mean, let's be
honest. It fit her like a glove.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite outfits I've ever seen her in, just because, like, I was like, whoa. And, like, she, like, everyone thought she, like, brought her waist in, like, with editing, but it was real.
She looked good.
Yeah.
High ponytail, gold dress. She looked amazing.
It was crazy. Should we get into a little bit of Tea time?
Yeah. Tea time.
I'm feeling like we should split the splash. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so this has been taking the internet by storm. It has been everywhere, and it's a lot. But Travis Scott's lookalike decided to spread false cheating rumors about Travis, and this comes right after Kylie and Travis have allegedly either gotten married or engaged. We're not really sure what's going on. But I am going to be honest. I believed it because I saw the hair, and I was like, of course this is going to happen. But
I was shook.
I was so sad.
I was just like, no way. Not a repeat of the whole Tristan situation.
I swore. I thought that was Travis.
I thought it was too.
I was too.
Like, we all did.
I think everyone thought it was Travis. It was a good joke because I was like, wow, he looks just like Travis. I'm like, oh, typical guys are cheating in the trash. Here he is. And then he was like, I would never be on a balcony with that.
I
and
know.
I'm like, but it looks like you.
I
so
know when he
they
was
got
saying
me.
That. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, TMZ didn't even post this. This is all fake.
But then when TMZ did,
photo
I was
shitty,
like,
photo
right?
shitty.
Yeah, because look at this photo. Yeah. You can see the TMZ, like, on there. So.
And I was like, why should anybody be a thought for her? She's living her best life. But I really thought it was Travis. Yeah. The whole world did.
Yeah. Right? And so, exactly, he responded. Travis responded, and this is what he said. He said, trolls always want to create some fake S word to destroy real love. Going overboard to make the S word look like it is not is evil. I hate acknowledging this, but quit trying to take joy from S word. That's good. I pray God blocks all evil. Now back to celebrating. And what he meant by celebrating was that he... he just got on, like, number one for Sicko, Sicko Mode.
Nice.
It's because he just got number one on the Billboard Top 100.
Yeah.
And also his album has just been
and are
doing
they engaged?
So well.
Are they married or what's happening?
There's been nothing actually said, but he calls her wifey.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said
Travis
husband.
Calls me. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think they're very 2000, because I think people did that in the 2000s, like boyfriend and girlfriend, like, hey, wifey, hey, hubby. But then again, they're celebrities, so they could just be very low-key.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
But. What can you do? But following that says that Travis responds further. He has a further explanation of the whole Travis Scott
Sycamore
thing.
There
Let's
you go.
See, yes. Travis Scott says this... okay, so I'm going to break it down word by word.
Yeah, this
he
is
says
a caption.
This is cap as F, which means no cap, and cap means that it's just fake. So I'm going to break that down for you guys. TMZ didn't post this. Trolls are working hard today. I don't be on balconies with no thoughts. That S is lame. Try again, you trolls. Me and my wifey is sturdy, which means me and my wife are good. Me and Kylie, back to celebrating again.
I love how you're back.
I'm breaking it down for those who don't understand.
You're breaking it down for the white people.
For my white friends. Only got love for my wife. That is Kylie. No time to be wasting. Try again. We are sturdy. We again.
Yeah.
Keep it sturdy.
A lot of celebrities don't respond to this type of stuff, so I'm really glad. And he did it, like, the first day. Or, like,
he was
fast.
He was like, we're not gonna circulate this.
We're not gonna let other people think this is me because it's not,
right.
And we're gonna capisce it. And usually it comes from sources say, and his Travis. It could have been like Travis's people, Travis's manager, publicist, but he's like,
Travis was pissed.
I really
wanted to
know
get the lowdown
if Kylie ever believed it for one bit.
I'm sure she did.
Well,
I would've.
Like, your heart, her heart probably just, like, sunk and just, like, oh my gosh,
right.
Like,
That's why I think he was going so hard, because he's like, wait, like, that's not me. Yeah. I promise, like,
he's
I would
been on tour.
Do
he's doing Astro World. He's been all over, and he has, you know, baby Stormy, too, and he's with her together, so it's like, when could that have happened?
Exactly.
Is like what he's
and all these
for.
Like Kardashians, men like cheating on them
I was
stuff.
Gonna say,
yeah. He was probably like, "I am. This is gonna sound. It's gonna look like it because that's the
not
track record
me.
With
everything.
Not me. Yeah, not
just a
me.
Mess.
I just love it. Well, even Kim had to jump in on all this mess. She got on her Twitter and was like, you guys are not doing this. She stated, I hate that I'm bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you would find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie, who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and it's just so wrong.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Kim. It's messed up.
I know.
It is. I'm happy that Kim's chimed in, too. And, I mean, everyone jokes around about things. There's been multiple celebrity lookalikes that like to play jokes. And actually in October. There was a Justin Bieber look-alike that had a joke, and he was eating a burrito extremely wrong. And so everyone's like, "Wow, Justin Bieber doesn't know how to eat a burrito!"
I thought that was like, Justin yeah. that's,
like it looks Me like too. Justin, and yeah, it and does. it went viral, thinking everyone thought this was Justin, but this. Is a good joke.
That's a good one.
This right. with Travis, right. bad joke.
Because it's different if you're just being a lookalike yes. and you're walking the streets, but the fact that you're being a lookalike and you're talking to a female and he already has a girlfriend and a baby. Mm. And it's different if you hit up Travis and say, "Hey, I'm doing a brand new show," and Travis gave you the okay, but you're doing some weird flex where you're talking to a girl.
Exactly.
That's wrong. And like,
it's wrong.
And trying to stir this pot.
Too much.
I know. And I feel like with Kim's response, it was like she was saying it's damaging to relationships and to family.
Yes.
So it must have caused some drama.
Kylie probably was like,
Kylie. Kylie wrote back and she put a little bit on her story. She was like, "This is not cool. I don't find this funny at all."
It's not cool.
There's a little bit on the internet or on Instagram with her response, but she even addressed it.
The internet is crazy.
Yeah.
A little bit of something positive and non-controversial. Mm-hmm. Kris Jenner is living it up and milking it for every second that she can with this Thank You Next cameo.
Thank you. Next.
And so Kim was saying, "I'm in a huge meeting and my mom just said thank you next to everyone." She's really milking this, guys. I love that.
I would Kris be too, so though. Cute. She's the best. She is Regina George's mom.
She has the best cameo. She's like, "Thank you next, bitch.
Thank you next, bitch."
But the fact that she had the camera, because we do remember, like, what, season one, where she was filming Kim on the set of, like, the Playboy thing, and she's like, "You're doing great, sweetie."
Doing amazing,
so
sweetie.
So to, like, have this 2018, it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool.
And full circle.
They were saying how even she was doing it with the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yes, she was.
There's a clip of Kim, clip of Kris, watching Kendall walk, and she's like, "Hi, Kendall, hi."
She looks so happy.
That's
so
cute. With her phone. Aww.
That's adorable.
Thank you next, bitch.
Yes.
Thank you next.
Obviously, Chloe isn't saying thank you next because she's still with Tristan. And on the finale tonight, they had a healthy relationship and they're doing well. They're still together. And she actually wants to have another child with Tristan.
Wow.
And she says it feels like it would make the most sense for True and their little family. So what do y'all think about another bun of the oven for our
Thank
girl Chloe?
You. Next.
Next topic.
I don't think that's a good idea, but to each his own. You know, she's in a relationship with Tristan. I am not.
Let's just figure it out for a sec.
I think get through everything, have True, do what you guys got to do, but I think be careful. Because I feel like a lot of women and men try to change people they're in relationships with, cheating or non-cheating, and I feel like I hope this is not like, "Let me try to keep my man and don't have another baby just because." Do it when you guys are ready and you guys are secure. Don't do it because you think it's going to keep him. He's like 25 and he's a hoe, so don't
exactly.
do it.
Like,
don't have no
rush.
Baby to keep no man. Because no baby keeps
Don't
man,
rush
so.
Into it. Like,
it's
Chloe,
only been
slow
a couple
down.
Months since having True, right? So it's like, let's have a whole four seasons, a
Go
whole year.
Can I get a minute, please? Just a minute.
Y'all need to heal first before thinking about another baby.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Crazy.
Too soon.
Speaking about crazy, we know, like, every Christmas, the Kardashian family, the Jenner family, they always bless us with a Christmas card, but it looks like this year we will not be getting a Christmas card because Mama Kris is over it. She says that she's given up and there will not be a Christmas card.
I don't blame it.
This year.
I'm really sad about that.
Yeah.
That hit me hard because that's something I really looked forward to every year. And we got to see the drama this season of how chaotic it was to get the girls all together.
Messy.
And, but that's the thing. Isn't that supposed to be the final? Because they did a photo shoot. And even, like, some of the girls, or was it Kylie or Kendall who was late, so then she had to do her own, and then it was past the time that Courtney wanted to be there, so she left, and so
it was a lot.
Yeah, because Kendall had to do it alone and have shots,
and they edited her in.
Right. I do hope going forward that they can get together and do a family card, because I feel like family's the most important thing, and though we're all busy, I feel like that's something you can make time for. Like, we all live in Calabasas. We can all come to a family shoot. So I do, because I know they're all having babies and living their best life, so I do hope in a year or two they can all come together and do, like, a new Christmas card starting. But I feel them. I feel Kris. I would want to break, too, because that's too much. Her kids was fighting, and she's probably like, "I'm tired of y'all."
She's
so
like, "I just needed..."
Get a year or two break. But then next year, let's come back with a cool Christmas card.
Right, but it's all them. Now they all have family.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to see, like, a West Individual. Family picture.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And Scott Disick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, like, in, you know, have
the
different...
Thompsons.
Yeah, different...
I would love that more.
Cards.
To see more of... just their family.
Yeah,
Seinfeld,
their little
West,
families.
And, you know, everybody except... I don't want to see a big one anymore. Seinfeld, you, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't really want to see a big one.
I feel that.
I
want to
see Grandma MJ.
Yeah.
we'll put MJ with Chris and Corey. So we have Tristan, who might be in the Christmas card. He might not be. But one thing he needs to do is pay up. So Tristan has been fined $15,000 for making a gesture, obscene gesture, to a fan in the crowd.
Ooh.
We're not sure exactly what he did. I don't know if he maybe flicked off the fan, gave him a middle finger, you know, but he's got to pay up and he's just going to pay to keep going.
$15,000. He probably did the whole, like, do you remember when The Rock was wrestling and The Rock would do the whole, like, suck it?
Oh,
for those who are listening and can't see it, The Rock would, like, cross his hands on his private and say, like, suck it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tristan probably did something. Because for 15 grand, that ain't sticking up a middle finger. That's more like...
Exactly. To them, to these players, that's pocket change. Like, right. Let's be for real. Like, to us, we're like, ah! But it's like, no.
I feel like he did something more than flip off a fan.
I would have to file for bankruptcy. Exactly. I'm just kidding.
Right. And then Lawrence Folk in the live chat said, Tristan is doing great on the Cavs, so we'll believe you since we're not really watching him on the court.
What was the gesture then?
Yeah, exactly. Let us know.
I know. What did he do? If you guys out there in the live chat.
Shanice is saying that Tristan's actually 27.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, it has been
a few
years since
he's
been around.
He's younger than Chloe.
For a 34-year-old and a 27?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next. That's right.
Thank you, boo. Appreciate you, girl.
Also, something kind of exciting, if you guys are wanting to buy any of the KKW beauty products or the fragrance line, you can go to Kim's pop-up shop at the South Coast Plaza in Costa Mesa, California.
Yes.
Here are a few photos of the pop-up experience, which look gorgeous. I think it's so cool. I love that, and I just want to fall asleep
in one of those
chairs.
Oh, look at that. It's the eyeshadow palette and the mirror. Oh, that's cool.
That's so pretty.
That's right.
I love the big, the diamond-looking things. Those were so pretty.
I love that.
Love the color scheme.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The scheme.
So,
and it's on Ulta, too. So if you guys want to go to Ulta.
Oh, yes. And Kylie's in Ulta now, too.
Yeah. I like that they're kind of, making it so it's not so exclusive to where you have to just order it online.
Exactly.
You can go in the store and maybe test it out. I know that there's some testers with the fragrances and stuff, so... I think that's smart because some people really just want to test it out.
Smell it. Exactly.
Instead
Before
of just
buying
it because of the hype,
and
seeing if it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Shanice in the live chat confirmed what happened to Tristan on the court, and he flipped off the crowd.
Wow.
And he's being fined for it. So
damn,
gave him the middle finger.
The middle finger. I'm like, for 15 grand, you better do something really bad.
I know.
Thank you, Shanice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shanice.
Appreciate you, girl.
Yes, thank you guys again for being so active in the live chat. We love that.
Yeah.
So let's get into some Gram Glam.
Ooh.
This sound effect is like me every time I walk out of the house.
Hey,
paparazzi.
No pictures, please.
What North says. No pictures, please.
Yeah, that's me on the daily.
No pictures.
Because this is the finale and we're wanting to find something fun to do tonight, something new.
Mm.
We are going to be doing this entire segment for Gram Glam doing ASMR.
Yes.
Oh,
what's ASMR?
ASMR is when you get really quiet and you make sound effects.
Okay.
Like my pen is clicking. So. I can't believe we're actually going to do this.
I'm excited.
Okay. So the first photo that we have is of Kim. Kim is at her pop-up shop. She looks so good.
She's
boobylicious.
You have to whisper more than that.
Oh, I'm not a quiet
You're
person.
You're so loud.
I am
First
not
of all,
quiet.
She looks sexy. Her boobs look amazing. And whoever took this photo is a great creative director because look at the background.
Amazing.
It looks great. Like her house.
It does.
It's probably the house.
It does.
I think she wore this to Busy Tonight. She has an interview on with Busy Tonight.
Oh, that is true.
I think it's the same outfit. I still don't like the sleeve. The sleeves are way too long, and I hate when she does that hand thing with her sleeves.
I agree.
Either roll your sleeves up or take the jacket off. All right, I think we're done.
Okay.
Howard, you're good.
Howard, that was amazing.
Howard, you're really good.
Tell us how you really feel about the outfit.
I was like, I wanted to keep going, but I'm like, the fans are going to just click off of the video.
They're like, we're sick of y'all.
I wanted to do that, though, and I'm glad we did.
That was awesome.
Spice it up a little bit. Let's move on to Courtney.
Okay.
Oh.
This is everything to me.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah. The title of this photo, or the caption, was called Co-Parenting.
Okay.
Love it. I'm very comedic, and I'm so about that. I love her dry sense of humor like that. That's hot.
Some people were actually mad about this photo. Everyone's going to be mad about something. They're like, why? Let's be honest, who's really the good parent?
She's a mom who's about to be 40, living her best life. She can do whatever she wants.
Absolutely.
And she looks hella good.
She does.
She has three so kids. Good. Look at that body with three babies. I'll do what I want,
She
honey.
Said, I'm the mother in charge. Okay. I got my ex raising my
She's
our
a single
baby.
Mom.
I love, though, that Scott is around and that he's... Yeah. He's being with his kids, and it looks like he's really been a great dad lately. So props to him.
Shout out to
Scott.
He's cute with his little haircut, too.
Yes. And then next photo is a very edited version of Chloe.
I mean, she still looks great.
She looks great.
Sure.
The face is very edited. I don't know if you guys are able to pause the video, screenshot it, zoom in, or just go to her Instagram and find it. It is so edited. And the face, it doesn't even look like her. And I had to choose. This was one of those things where you could, it was one of those things where you could swipe. There was like three photos.
Yeah.
Right. And this was one of them. And I was just like, who is this person?
She's so beautiful. So I hate when she does this to most of her photos.
Because she does this notoriously.
She does this a lot. Yes. And she has a theme on her page. But I'm like, sis, you don't have to keep photoshopping. Like, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
So I hope in 2019 she stops doing that.
She always tries to make her nose look
small. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah. I hate
still looks
that.
Good. She looks very snatched, though.
She does.
It's
my gosh.
Sure. Oh, I would, too.
She's naturally snatched because she also posted a photo of her raising Drew up in the sky and the stomach was snatched.
I saw the stomach. That. Yes, yeah. I saw the abs.
Mm-hmm. Stop I paid for it, too. Okay.
And she knows her angles, so great.
She knows the angles. She knows the angles.
She's too cute.
But that should be her New Year's resolution is to lay off the
She's
face
She's gorgeous.
She love you, Chloe, but for real, you don't need it.
She's too gorgeous. Face tune's out. Bye. You're too pretty.
Yeah, you want to see, you know, the booty with the stretch marks. You know, humble.
Yeah, sit down.
Am I right, Kendrick Lamar?
Okay.
So this photo is the only one that Kendall posted this week, and it's a great photo of it. It's an ad for Formoel Beauty, and she looks gorgeous. This looks like it could be like a Pantene ad, to be honest.
Right. Come on, flat iron. She looks amazing.
She looks great.
Absolutely.
And that hair flip. Yeah. Damn.
I know. I wonder if that's actually legit or if they edited her
someone's
hair
holding
flip.
It right. and it's like...
yeah. Because there has been a time before where I think I saw like a photo where there was like this one hair that was like doing something crazy. Yeah. And like they edited this hair onto her to make it look a certain way. It was,
she
not
looks
surprised.
Dope, though.
She looks amazing. She really does. And then the last photo is of Kylie where this is giving me major like Barbie vibes.
She looks just like Kim to me here.
Scary.
Like straight on like Kim. I know they're, you know, half sister or sisters, but it's like, ooh, girl, the Kylie is the Kim.
Absolutely, I know. Like she really does look like a Barbie in this. I want to know where she's at though. What's the pink background?
I know.
What you up to, girl?
I think that's her pink car.
Okay.
It looks like a car behind her.
She's got a green wall in her. It's a green
screen. Like a green
screen.
Okay.
I wonder
Adidas shoot. Was it the Adidas shoot on her her page where she's getting out of the car, modeling the Adidas shoes? It might be her Adidas shoot. Okay. Yeah. It might be.
I'm just curious. Speaking of Kylie, for next season, if the Travis. Look-alike controversy is going to be on next season because I want to know what she's thinking right now. As you said, you're like, oh, do you think... Since Kim tweeted her response with the whole Travis situation, I feel like there was a lot of tension between Kylie and Travis for a hot minute because of that. And I would just... I just want to know how she's feeling. And I bet she just... You know, everything's okay now, but in the moment, I bet, you know...
She's probably heated.
Just a mess.
It's a mess.
A mess. Sorry, I blacked out. I was thinking about...
should we vote or...
I'm so sorry. I was thinking about a text that someone sent me earlier, and I was like...
Ooh,
you know
anyway,
what happened?
Anyway.
Someone sent you that text. Dakota's like...
I can't say anything on air.
Did you want to vote or...
We're
going to
vote.
Everybody?
We're going to vote. I'm just like a mess, and then I'm like, oh, wait.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, we are going to vote on which photo is the Gram Glam of the week.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Ready, and go!
Three for Courtney, one for Kendall.
Which, you know what? My second vote would have been Courtney. But I think Kendall, like, the hair just looks like a great Pantene ad. And, like, if you're going to do an ad on Instagram, do it right. And she did it right.
She did.
But Courtney slayed, so.
Facts.
I mean, they both slayed, but, you know, Courtney slayed a little bit more.
She really did.
I thought it was just, Courtney has that... There's just the most organic picture. And the thing about Courtney, she doesn't do no face tuning compared to her other sisters.
True.
And so I just admire how she posts, like, really fun content. I love following her on Instagram because she just posts, like, however she's feeling. It's not always an ad. Hashtag ad.
Yeah.
Hashtag which ad, we hashtag. See a lot of the other girls
she's
do.
She's hot. And the fact that she's going to be 40, she has 3 kids, she looks amazing, and she doesn't get do it. Any of that Photoshop Facetune thing.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. But before we head out, though, just something that we're all here for. After and because this is our season finale, I guess we'll go with a bang. AfterBuzz is our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But guys, we need your help. Though this is the season finale, we still need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. That is right. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. So they'll suggest Keeping Up the Kardashian, maybe Busy Phillips tonight, because Kim's going to be on that episode tonight, and really cool stuff like that. With that being said, you guys will help AfterBuzz continue to grow, and if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, and we love when they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did, and we will give you a shout out in the comments on air, like our girl Rachel is doing right now.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you guys for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And now we are also on Spotify, so shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Shout out to Colleen McDonald. She says, I actually don't watch this show, just you guys.
Colleen, come host an episode with us.
We love you. Amazeballs.
Thank you again, guys, from the bottom of our hearts for just, like, being there to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is actually one of the top 10 shows at AfterBuzz.
It is. Yes.
So thank you guys for making us one of the top 10 shows at AfterBuzz. We appreciate you guys. And we cannot wait to come back next season. We are going to be taking a little bit of a break for the holidays.
Yeah.
And we will keep you guys updated on when we will be back, but we will be, and we appreciate you guys. We love you, and in the meantime, you can keep up with us, because we have a lot of fun stuff going on in our personal lives. On social media, we've always got something going on, and I know that you guys do other shows here as well. So where can everyone find you?
Yes, y'all, thank you all so much for tuning in all season. We had the best time. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
Thank you guys so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. I'm your girl, Nikki Monet. You can follow me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Howard and I, we do a really cool show on our sister network at Black Hollywood Live called Back to Reality, where we talk about all reality shows, including Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Hey.
Yes, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. And then I also do an after show on Thursdays for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. And we will have a special guest this Thursday. Ooh. So 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, she's going to set the room on fire. Ooh. There's a hint.
Okay. Dropping a little exclusive. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I've been posting a lot of sketches and fun stuff on my YouTube channel. Yes. So make sure you check me out there. In the meantime, over the holidays, again, thank you so much. We love you, and we will keep up with you in the new year.
See y'all for season 16.
Woo! See you 2019.
Ow! Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Melissa Munoz, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.